If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have some Bible. We just ask you to leave it when you leave because of if you need a Bible and you want one for yourself, maybe just tell us and maybe we can get you one. Pray. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of stuff here. I'm forgetting you. Okay. Amen. Y'all broke my flow here with all these people. All right, let's do this confession. Ready? Read. Father God, we thank you for being the good shepherd of Living Word Christian. All right, let's open our Bibles, please. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7. Tuskegee. Okay, can you say, hello, Tuskegee?
Hello, Tuskegee.
All right. Glory to God. I like this church. Amen. Love you too. Amen. All right, let's look at Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 8. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. What is he talking about? This scripture is important because some people think that tithing is not for today. That tithing was under the law. And after the law, tithing was over. That is not true. What happened is in this scripture, he brings out, put it up again for me, he says that here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. Now in the Old Testament, the tithe, which was 10% of your increase, most of the industry at that time was agriculture. So they would bring 10% of their crop into the high priest. That's what they'd do. Now, what would that do? That would guarantee their blessings would continue. Amen. Now, understand, they were the seed of Abraham, but there's a blessing connector called the tithe. And what it does is opens up the windows. It guarantees them the next year there'll be a good crop, so forth and so on. Now, how about this tithe when it started? Well, let's go back in Genesis, and this is the first time in chapter 14, this is the first time where we really see that this tithe here is being talked about. Because what had happened is Abraham and those that were with him went up against five kings who had confederated together to become a group of international bullies. And what they did is they defeated them, Abraham and his group. And he brought back all the spoil. Let's start here at verse 6. And divided himself against them, and he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobath, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot. You know, Lot was a lot of problems here, and so forth. And his goods, and the women also, and the people. So he brought back everything. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. Now, Chedorlaomer is the head of this group of kings that came against Abraham or took Lot and his family and all the people. And the goods. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Now, I want you to see something here. Melchizedek, the Bible says in Hebrews that he had no beginning and no ending. So every person thinks that I know that he was a type of Christ. Now, other people think other things, okay? But he's a Shem and so forth and so on. But I think he was a type of Christ. Bible says he had no beginning and no ending. That sounds like Jesus to me. Yeah. Now, type of Christ. Now, I think he is. But anyway, he's a king and a high priest. So he came now. Notice who met him. One was a king, but look at the verse before that and who met him. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him. So when you bring home your paycheck, two folk meet you. One's from the devil and the other one's from God. Praise God. Just thought you'd like that. I saw that in the Revelation. All right, let's go on down to verse 19. All right. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram. This is Melchizedek now. Of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Watch this. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him what? Tithes of how much? All. You don't split up the tithe. Give part to the church, part to baby sister because she needs some milk and so forth. You don't split the tithe. The tithe is one unit. One unit. And it is 10% of the increase. Who gives you the increase? God gives you the increase. Amen. All right? Now, the tendency is to think that I don't have enough to tithe. Now, a person who thinks that has never understood that the tithe was never theirs. God gave the tithe. Why? So that you could give him back 10% so he can bless the rest. No wonder people don't have enough. God is not allowed to bless it. So my point to you is that if you look at that and say, wait a minute. Now, I owe my creditors and so forth. You don't owe them the tithe. Because that doesn't belong to you. What you owe is your money. The tithe belongs to the Lord. Come on now. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that, because this tends to keep some people from tithing. No. If you just do what God said. Let me show you how intent God is on having you to tithe. Let's go to Malachi. Malachi in chapter 3. Look at verse 8. Will a man rob God? Now, you can't rob God of something that's not God's. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. You say, wherein have we robbed thee? In what? Come on, help me. In tithes and offerings. See? Rob kept him from blessing you. So notice what he said next. He said, and you are cursed with a curse. This is the seed of Abraham he's talking to. So you maintain that curse or stay under that curse when the tithe is not there to hook you up with the blessing. Amen. The blessing is available, but you got to connect up to it. So tithing is a blessing what? Connector. It's a blessing connector. Now you rob God by taking something that's not belong to you. If I get a Hertz rental car and I take it and I drive it, I say, man, this thing drives good. I'm gonna keep this. And I pull it in my garage. How many of you know Popo will be out there in about 5 days? That's the police. They'll be out there in 5 days to arrest somebody. Somebody's going to jail. Why? Because they took something that wasn't theirs. Say amen to that. And people get in jail when they take stuff from God that doesn't belong to them. And when I say in jail, I mean they get imprisoned by circumstances. And I'm saying God wants to let you out. Say amen. The devil wants to keep you in. Say, don't fence me in. And I'm saying that's what the enemy wants to do. Now, you're looking at me. I see some of y'all looking at me kind of weird, but I'm not moved by it. I'm still going to preach on this because this is a part of me getting you set free. No use of me preaching all this good stuff and you not tithing. If you don't tithe, how are you going to partake of it? That says, I don't trust God. Well, if you don't trust God, I'm telling you, he won't trust you. The Bible said the measure that you meet, it'll be measured back. You say amen to that. So I'm not saying that it's under the law. I'm saying it is a law. It is that you connect up to it, it'll always spill out for you. I came here with $200, didn't I? And then notice what happened. I kept tithing. Never stopped tithing. Never stopped. I don't know how little bit I got. I don't know how finances look. I kept tithing. And look what God has done. Say amen to that. Now, the last thing is over in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 7, and chapter 7. Now, in Joshua chapter 6, he was going to take a battle called Jericho. Say Jericho. And at that, taking that battle, he said, I want you to march around here 7 times, so forth and so on, and then shout, and the wall's going to come down. But here's the deal. The stuff that's in there, don't take it home. Put it in the temple. Why? It's the first fruit. It's right off the top. And what we do when we get our paycheck, so forth, right off the top. We don't take it off the bottom when we pay taxes and pay this and that. No, it already belongs to God, right off the top, so you won't have to be bothered with it.
Amen.
Let me come over here. Right off the top, so you won't have to be bothered with it. And so what happens? They took it. God says, go up to fight the next battle. They went to fight the next battle, and the battle wasn't a big battle at all, a small battle. Matter of fact, Joshua said, I'm not letting everybody go up there. I don't need but a few men to go up to take this small city. Right. Boom, went to take the small city. What happened? They lost it. Not only did they lose it, 36 men died because somebody stole the tithe. You see, when we lay hands on the sick, in this church, they're supposed to recover. We're not supposed to be hindered by folk not paying the tithe, and now you don't see the power flowing. Say amen to this. No, we're one. Say we're one. We're all one family, folks. Now, here's what God said, and this is the only place he said this. Look at this next verse in Malachi. And he said, go back to Malachi, please. Malachi chapter 3. He said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And what else?
Prove.
Say prove.
Prove.
Find that any other place. What does he say? Check me out on this one. Come on, I'll let you test me on this one. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open unto you the windows of heaven, and I will pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive.
Amen.
They had this pastor that the pastor gave him they had a pastor anniversary and gave him a car for his anniversary. This, I don't know, 30 years or something. And he gave him a car. He drove the car home, and the car was too long to get into the garage. It was a blessing that he didn't have room enough. Come on, here. I'll pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Look what he says next. I'm gonna rebuke the devourer for you. I'm not gonna let you go down and buy some tires for your car and they're faulty. I won't do that. I'll take care of you. And then he says next, he said, whatever you're working on, the fruit of your vine, it'll come to completion.
Yes.
So you won't spend a whole lot of effort trying to train somebody and it comes to nothing, or doing something that it comes to nothing. Next verse, and he says this, and all nations shall call you blessed.
Amen.
Do you know people are calling Bill Winston blessed?
Amen.
I remember when they didn't even know me, but now they're calling me blessed.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
So what am I saying? This is not a law. This is not under the law. You're not under the law. You're under grace.
Amen.
God wants you to be persuaded that, hey, this is a good thing.
Yes.
Trust him.
Yes.
He's your father.
Yes.
He won't forsake you. He'll take care of you even if you look like you're short. You said, God, I'm going to put you in remembrance of what you said. You said you'll supply all my need. And watch a miracle take place. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By video or by internet, you can text your giving. Praise God.